Good day, listeners. Taylor here from CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I chat with Sébastien Lebel-Grenier, who is the principal and vice chancellor of Bishop's University, all about the provincial government's recent decision to increase tuition fees for out-of-province students. Certain measures are also being put in place for international students looking to come to Quebec to receive their education. We hope that you enjoy our conversation with Sébastien and that it addresses any concerns or question regarding the increase in university fees for out-of-province students looking to come to Quebec. Sébastien, I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI about this concerning topic of the tuition hike fees here in Quebec universities for out-of-province and international students. I really appreciate the time to chat on this subject.
Well, I'm very happy you're having me on the air. This is an important topic and we're happy to discuss it.
Yes, so as I mentioned, Sébastien, we're here today to discuss an announcement that was recently made by our provincial government to increase the tuition fees at our universities for out-of-province students and for international students. Now, I wasn't able to get in touch with the Minister of Higher Education, Pascal Derry, to speak on this announcement, but I was hoping to perhaps get some information from you in terms of what the Ministry of Higher Education is thinking of implementing in the future. From my understanding, there are two primary measures that are being put forward, and I was wondering if you could please start off by maybe highlighting what measure is being put forward by the provincial government for out-of-province students in particular, for our listeners that might not be aware as to what's going on.
Correct. So the measure that's most concerning is the measure that was announced for Canadian out-of-province. Basically, these are all the students that come from other Canadian provinces to study here at Bishop's or in other English language universities in Quebec. These students account for about close to 30% of students at Bishop's. They're an important portion of our community, and we think the measures will have a very severe impact on the institution. So the measures are as follows. The government has announced that the tuition fees for that category of students will increase from $9,000 to $17,000 per year. So basically, they're doubling the tuition fees, and that's going to render studying in Quebec prohibitive. Now, just so you get a more complete picture, as it stands now, Canadian out-of-province students are already paying three times as much as Quebec resident students. So if a student goes to Bishop's University and that student comes from Quebec, they're going to be paying $3,000 per year. If they come from any other Canadian province, they're going to be paying $9,000 per year. The average cost of tuition in other Canadian provinces at present stands at about $8,600 for all university programs in Canada. However, at Bishop's, our students are essentially coming to do undergraduate studies. And the average Canadian price for undergraduate studies in other Canadian provinces right now stands at about $7,500. So when students come to Bishop's, they're already deciding to pay more than they would pay if they were going elsewhere in Canada to come study at Bishop's. And now the price that's going to be imposed on them, $17,000, is going to be more than twice what the national average is. Our students, unfortunately, are not independently wealthy. We're not an institution of the elite. Our mission is to provide a very high quality education, university education, through a representative cross section of Canadian students and Quebec students. And therefore, we think that the vast majority of our students are going to be priced out from coming to Bishop's. And if the measures are implemented as they've been announced, we fear that we will be losing 90% or more of our Canadian out-of-province students. Now, that in itself is catastrophic on a financial level, but more fundamentally, it's going to alter the identity of our institution. We've been around for 180 years, and we've always had students coming in from throughout Canada. Our campus is a campus where different communities meet and learn to understand each other and to have an open point of view on the world. That identity of our institution is under attack, and we fear that if the measures are imposed, if they're applied as they've been announced, that that will fundamentally transform who we are as an institution.
Have you already experienced some of that impact? Have you already had students coming to you and explaining how this has been affecting them? Or have you had students that were thinking of BU that have backtracked on their decision because of this? Have you seen this already starting to play out?
Yes. So for students that are already registered at Bishop's, they will not be affected. They will be grandfathered in. So thankfully, these measures will not apply to existing students. But of course, they're slated to apply starting next fall. And we're already into our recruitment for next year, well into our recruitment for next year. And so I've been getting a lot of emails and calls from concerned prospective students, who are basically telling us that Bishop's is the place they want to be, it's the place they want to go to, but they won't be able to afford it. And we've been getting a lot of feedback from alumni as well that have been telling us that they would not have been able to afford the incredible experience that Bishop's has provided them had tuition been as expensive as what is proposed. And that's really why we think that, putting out there that we expect to lose at least 90% of our Canadian out-of-province students is not far-fetched. This is really based on the feedback we've been getting. People are telling us that it will make studies at Bishop's or any other English language Quebec university prohibitive for Canadian out-of-province students.
Now, there is also a second measure as well, from my understanding, that applies to international students as well. It's not only going to be impacting out-of-province students, but students coming from other countries around the world as well. And I was wondering if you could highlight that too for our listeners. From my understanding, their tuition fees are also going to be hiked up extremely as well.
Well, you know, that's the... It's a bit different for international students. So what the announcement was is that there's going to be a minimum tuition fee of $20,000 that's going to be imposed on international students. That is a lot. And of course, it can be prohibitive. The fact of the matter is, though, that $20,000 is more or less what all Quebec universities are already charging international students because they're deregulated. There's no government funding at all for that category of students. So they are already facing steep tuition. And for the vast majority of universities, this will not translate into an increase in the amount of tuition that is being charged for international students. The big difference there is that the Quebec government is going to claw back or appropriate a significant portion of that money. It's going to be very variable per university, but for example, we expect that for Bishop's, it's going to amount to between $5,000 and $6,000, which is going to be clawed back by government, and that money is then going to be distributed to French language universities. So, taking from international tuition fees for English language universities, and then distributing that money to French language universities. The impact there is not going to be on attracting international students. It's going to be on being able to provide education to these students. For Bishop's, we expect that that measure in and of itself is going to lead to a loss of about $2 million per year. Wow. That's extremely substantial for a university of our size. We just have around 2,650 students. So for us, that in itself is a very severe measure that's going to really compromise our ability to provide especially support to our international students. It's more costly for them to arrange for their recruitment and their coming over to Bishop's. And we do provide more support because the transition to a Canadian university is sometimes difficult for these students. So this is going to really affect and compromise our ability to provide adequate services to international students.
Wow. Okay. So Quebec English language universities are left out of that reinvestment, basically.
Well, it's, You know, unfortunately, as I understand it, the government is not going to be reinvesting a penny into universities. What they're going to be doing is taking from some universities and giving it to others. So it's basically a game where some will lose and some will gain, but there's no net gain for the university network in Quebec.
Wow, okay. I'm very curious to see how that will play out moving forward. And I was wondering, Sebastien, what steps is BU taking next, or what steps has it already taken to address the potential fallout of these measures that are expected to be implemented next school year, the next fall, yes?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. So the first thing we've been doing is trying to make the general population aware of what's going on, and my talking to you and other media is really part of that strategy. I think that the population needs to know what these measures are about. We also need to be rectifying false information that was provided by government on what it costs for out-of-province students to come to study in Quebec, and really make the population understand that these students are not people who are trying to profit, take advantage of our system. They're actually people that choose to pay more to come here, and they're people that are coming to Quebec because they're curious about Quebec society, and a great many of them are actually wanting to increase their French fluency. A lot of students that come have been in French language immersion when they were younger. They're curious about Quebec. They want to learn more. They want to get better in French. And so, you know, the very stereotypical portrait that has been given by the government of these students does not reflect our lived experience and the nature of their motivations.
Well, my last question for you, Sebastien, was why is it, you kind of touched on this throughout our conversation, but my last question for you really was, why is it important for BU to welcome outer province students and international students through its doors?
Yes, well, that's a fantastic question, and it's really core to the issue. So, well, it's important because it's who we are, first and foremost, and that's always who we've been and who we see ourselves as a university. But why is it important? It's because we feel that our mission as an institution of higher learning is to promote mutual understanding and to promote a more cohesive society. And to make that happen, you need to have diversity on campus. Diversity needs to be core to what we do. So we've got the Canadian diversity with our Canadian out-of-province students. We've got international diversity with our international students. We've got language diversity with the fact that a third of our students are Francophones. But we've also got other forms of diversity. For example, Bishops has been doing a lot of work to be attractive and supportive to Indigenous students, and that's been a very important push for us. So diversity needs to be a lived experience. If it is not, it is not something that you can teach in abstract form. It needs to be a lived experience where people will actually gain understanding of others and open their mind to living in a pluralistic society. So this is what we're about, and we can only achieve this if life on campus reflects that objective.
Most certainly. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Sebastien. Thank you so much for providing that information to our communities in the Eastern Townships. I know people are going to be really thankful for that. But please feel free to mention anything else that I may not have touched on in our questions that you think would be important to make people aware of.
Well, perhaps one thing that will be important is, you know, our first phase has been really to making people aware of this issue. Of course, we've been talking to government and trying to give them a better understanding of our particular circumstances. But we will also be counting on the mobilization of the population. And I would encourage the population to speak to their member of the National Assembly, speak to members of government in order to address the very real concerns we have for the future well-being of Bishop's University. So don't hesitate to reach out to your politicians. They need to be made aware that the community cares about Bishop's.
Well, thank you so much again, Sebastien, for taking some time out of your schedule to chat with CIDI. I really appreciate it. And if there's ever anything else, please feel free to reach out.
Thank you very much.
I also had the chance to speak with Sophia Stacy, who is the president of the Students Representative Council at Bishop's University, about the council's concerns and how they see this impacting the student body at Bishop's University moving forward. Sophia, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for joining CIDI to chat on this very important subject of the provincial government's recent announcements to tuition changes here in Quebec for out-of-province students. It's a very concerning subject and a lot of people have questions, so thank you for taking the time to chat with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Taylor. I'm really excited to be here and hopefully offer some insight on this.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly why I wanted to reach out to you. Are, of course, the president of the Students Representative Council at Bishop's University, and I really wanted to hear, you know, from the student body at Bishop's. So as I mentioned, we're here today to discuss the provincial government's plan to increase tuition fees in Quebec for out-of-province students, while also bringing some changes in for international students and providing education to international students. But the main concern here is how this is going to impact out-of-province students living in Canada. So as the group that represents the interests of the student body at BU, how does the Student Representative Council feel about the recent announcements made on part of our elected officials here in Quebec?
So when we first heard, I would say that the feeling on campus was definitely fear, anxiety. Students didn't quite understand right away this wouldn't apply to them. And then once we began to do some knowledge translation of the policy and what it implicated for future students, students began to understand that it wouldn't apply to their fees. However, for future students, there would be major implications. And so essentially, the policy is proposing an increase in out-of-province tuition from $8,992 to $17,000. And it doesn't take an expert, it just takes a student at BU to understand what that would mean for our future of the university. We are approximately 30% out-of-province students, and so that's, you know, a third of our enrollment, and so it could have devastating implications for the future of a university that is very special and unique to the Eastern Townships.
Yes, most certainly. I've heard that expressed by many here in our communities over the last couple, since the announcement was released. Now, according to a press release sent out by the Ministry of Higher Education, the main goal with the tuition hike is all about strengthening the French language university network here in the province. I was wondering if you would be willing to comment on this for us and why the Student Council thinks the government is going in the wrong direction on this one and making these changes to the tuition fees in Quebec.
Certainly. So anyone who's proposing that Bishop's University, and specifically the out-of-province students at Bishop's University, are imposing a threat to the vitality of the French language in the Eastern Townships has not been to Bishop's University or the Eastern Townships. Familiar with how it functions. I, you know, personally, you walk down Wellington and Sherbrooke and everyone is speaking French around you. The linguistic profile of Sherbrooke is francophone. It is French primarily. With the University of Sherbrooke and the two Bishops here, the French language is extremely strong, and Bishop's itself does not pose a threat to the vitality of the French language. Moreover, I would say what Bishop's is doing when it comes to the French language is it's empowering students to learn, speak, and live in French who otherwise wouldn't be able to, such as myself. You know, I come here from Alberta, and when I moved here when I was 17, I didn't speak French, and I've learned while I've been here, and I know so many students who have lived the same story as me in terms of taking French classes or working in French, and that's really what Bishop's University does. It gives you opportunities. It gives out-of-province students opportunities they wouldn't otherwise have, such as learning a second language. And so I can say with the utmost certainty that we are not a threat to the French language.
Yeah, and you kind of seem to be saying like it's almost going to be doing like the opposite effect, like Bishop's is contributing to the survival of the French language. Well, this is kind of hindering the ability to do that in the long term.
Certainly, I would say that the university gives many students incentives to learn French. Having an accessible, regionally located, opportunistic university that is in a province where the first language is French, students come here either knowing they will learn French or with exactly the objection of learning French while they're here, but maybe they don't have the capacity to study fully in French. And so they make the compromise of, okay, I'll live in French, but I'll study in English. And to me, that is improving the prevalence and the vitality of the French language. And I believe that the government has failed to recognize how this will disproportionately impact Bishop University. and it needs to take a step back and reevaluate potentially providing incentives rather than punishments for students who want to learn and grow, and where they want to do that happens to be in Quebec.
As a student, and not only a student at BU, but an out-of-province student, which I did not know originally, and as the president of the Student Council, I'm sure that you have some insights on the challenges that out-of-province students were already facing with tuition fees, accessing education here in Quebec, integrating into campus life at BU. So I was wondering, do you think these recent decisions made by our government will only exacerbate some of these challenges? I didn't know if you wanted to highlight that a little bit more as an out-of-province student that is attending BU at the moment.
Most certainly, and I can speak about this on a personal level as an out-of-province student, but I think more importantly, I can still speak on this as president, because part of my role, the role I see for myself, is to make education the best possible experience and also more accessible. And also part of my role is laying a foundation for future teams to come after me, and in order to do that, there needs to be a thriving Bishop's University and a thriving Students' Representative Council in order for that to be taken on successfully. So in my role as president, I've spoken to so many students who have fought tooth and nail to just be in university and who work multiple jobs to be able to afford and pay for their own tuition, and who give up other privileges and who make other sacrifices in their lives so that all of their money can go to tuition. And I don't think the provincial government recognizes how dedicated young people are to obtaining a higher education. And I think it's just a slap in the face to students and to young people who are scraping by to just pay the tuition as it is, to double it, to double tuition in the face of all the financial inequities and the barriers students are already facing in accessing affordable education, is saying, we don't care about your position or what it costs you to go to university. We're going to make it accessible, and those who can afford it will still come. And what I have to say to that is, it's financial inequity. Students who are already high in socioeconomic status from other provinces, if this is their dream university, they'll still be able to come. Whereas students who are facing financial barriers are going to be further oppressed in accessing affordable education.
Yes, exactly. That's what the principal mentioned to me this morning, was that students who choose Bishop's University, they're choosing Bishop's knowing they're already going to pay a little bit more. And that just goes to show the initiative on part of people and the want to come here to Quebec and to learn.
Certainly.
And from your perspective, what do out-of-province students contribute to the educational experience at BU? How do you think that these changes will affect that dynamic on campus?
Well, part of what makes Bishop's University special is the diversity. Bishop's University is compiled of international students, out-of-province students, and Quebec residents. And when you're walking around on campus, you hear multiple languages. There's so many opportunities, different studio associations, backgrounds coming into the classrooms. And that's what's at stake here, a sense of diversity, a sense of belonging, and a sense of community that makes Bishop's Bishop's. You may know that it's about to reach its 180th year anniversary this year. And so we've been fulfilling our mission of giving back to the community and contributing to the vibrancy of Quebec society for 108 years. And that's what's at stake with this proposal.
Like I mentioned, I had the chance to speak with Principal Sébastien Lebel-Grenier, and he mentioned how some of the next steps that the university is taking, or is already taking, is, of course, to raise awareness about the situation within the local community about what is going on. So I was just wondering if the Student Council will be working on this in collaboration with the university, or if the Student Council plans on taking any steps to address the situation and to provide additional support to students on campus.
Of course. And so this is our utmost priority right now. Myself and the entire executive team have put other things on hold to be able to prioritize this issue, because we understand that we are in a position of power to potentially determine the legacy of Bishop's for many years to come. So this is our utmost priority. At the time, we've been working with students and informing them of what's going on. We've also written an open letter, so we can expect to see it in media Tuesday, October 24th. And that open letter is written by myself on behalf of BUSRC, and we collected co-signatories on the letter from across Canada and across Quebec, amplifying and standing in solidarity with Bishop students on this. So that's the first thing. We've been communicating with media very actively to make this issue, to make Bishops heard in this issue, because essentially it is about the linguistic profile of Montreal, and it's about financing for the provincial government. But for Bishop students, it's about the survival of the community we love. above. So once the open letter is circulated, we will also have a petition coming later this week. We've secured a sponsorship with an MNA, and that petition will soon be available on the website and the National Assembly's website. And so I will encourage all students and their loved ones and community members who are passionate about this to go and sign. That petition is a joint effort with McGill and Concordia Student Associations. And then after these actions, if we haven't received a response from the ministry, we will be seeking to mobilize and to protest to force their attention.
Okay, so bishops, I did read about Concordia and McGill collaborating together to perhaps hold a protest, but Bishops University will be in on that as well.
So that's to be determined. We're working closely with McGill and Concordia as well. We've been speaking every day about this ongoing issue. However, it's undeniable how this will affect bishops in really different ways than McGill and Concordia. We know McGill and Concordia recognize that, so we are taking different approaches, but we're supporting them in everything they're doing, and they're supporting us. So we're working with them right now to determine the best course of action moving forward, but if and when it comes to it, we are prepared to mobilize students in the streets, yes.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Sophia. That's really, I really just wanted to hear from the student body and at BU, and I think you're the perfect person to have provided that insight. I really appreciate your time. Those are all the questions that I had for you, but please feel free to mention anything else that I may not have brought up in my questions that you think would be important to make our community aware of at this time.
The only thing I would add that is that if you are an out-of-province student listening to this or an international student, I want all of our students and all the members of our community at Bishops to know that you're valued and you belong here. And despite the narrative that has been produced by the government, it doesn't change the value that you're bringing to the Eastern Townships and to the community that is Bishops University. And I want students to hold steadfast in knowing that they are invaluable to the community despite any narrative that comes from the government. And I also want our, you know, townshippers, I want those who are Francophone in the community, I want parents and other students, you know, at the University of Sherbrooke and whatnot alike, recognize maybe you won't be affected by this, but your community will, Lennoxville will, the Eastern Townships will, not to mention the economy of the region and Quebec at large. And so no matter what role you play in this situation, everyone has something at stake. And so if you're listening to this, take some time to inform yourself as to what's going on, read the open letter and look for the petition to sign, and then consider mobilizing when the time comes. Because as I said, even if you're not a student or you're not from out of province, this will affect everyone in one way or another.
Well, thank you so much again, Sophia, for taking the time to chat with us. And if there's ever anything, please feel free to reach out to us.
Thank you. That's fantastic. I will share that. Okay, thank you so much for your time, Taylor. It really was a pleasure.
CIDI reached out to the Minister of Higher Education, Pascal Derry, for comment, but they did not get back to us before press time. According to the official press release that was sent out by the provincial government, the announcement concerning new measures for tuition fees for non-Quebec students is aimed at strengthening the French language university network. As written in the press release, these new measures have two main objectives. The government of Quebec will no longer have to fund, on a net basis, Canadian students who come to study at our English language institutions and, for the most part, leave Quebec after graduation. Secondly, it will achieve a better balance within the Quebec education system. The government will thus have the means to finance measures that will enable it to better support the Francophone network in attracting international students, particularly in fields that are strategic for the Quebec economy and public services. Lastly, the press release states, it's important to point out that students covered by international agreements, notably the French and Belgians, as well as non-Quebec students enrolled in second cycle and third cycle programs, will not be affected by these changes. In the press release, Pascal Derry states, today, we are taking a major step forward in our government's vision for the future of the French language. Quebecers will no longer pay for the education of English-speaking Canadian students, most of whom return to their home province after graduation, a reality that costs taxpayers over $100 million a year. As I promised, we will also correct the financial imbalance between the French and English networks caused by previous governments. Thanks to this new pricing model, we're giving ourselves the means to put in place strong measures to promote the French language, raise the profile of the French language university network, and encourage both the attraction and retention of non-Quebec Francophone students in our institutions. We will keep following up with Derry and members of the student community to continue providing insights on the situation. Stay tuned. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.